Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County and the Treasure Coast? Then you found the right show, The Vero Insider, also available online at theveroinsider.com. Now here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, everyone, and happy almost Easter.
It is almost Easter.
Yes. You know, Easter is one of those holidays that's just very transient. Do I want to be in March? Do I want to be in April? I'll just call my own shots.
It moves around
a lot. Like with a big swing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
This is like near the end of April, and he's like, hey, I'm Easter. I'm going to be here. How about now?
Last year, Easter was in March.
Right. I mean, there's like a full month gap.
Yeah.
If you can't do that. Not without any other holiday.
I like it when it's later. Then I have more time to think about what I want to get done and do. It's so much better when I have more time.
Well, I am surrounded by Wagners in the studio today, folks. And Miss Kitty Wagner is back. She was gone for a couple weeks working hard on the restaurant with lots of exciting things. And speaking of working on something based on Easter.
Yes.
Am I hearing this right, that you're hosting an Easter dinner?
We are. We are going to be open at the Blue Star on Easter evening, which is this Sunday from 5 to 9. And we're doing our first ever Easter dinner. Traditionally, I used to do a brunch, but I've decided that I don't like to get up that early.
Excellent decision making, right?
There's just no need for that. You know, Easter's a holiday where you're supposed to be celebrating and it's a new beginning. And I think that later in the day is so much better for me.
Yet you can still have bubbles even at 5 o'clock.
Exactly.
As you've brought a featured kava here for our wine of the week, compliments of the Blue Star.
Absolutely.
So what are you picturing on your menu so all of our listeners can, you know, go about making reservations?
All the good stuff. Duck, lamb, lobster, jumbo diver, sea scallops, everything that sounds delicious.
That has never been on any of my Easter menus, but I endorse all of your decision-making, Miss Kitty of the Blue Star.
Why, thank you.
That's great. So is it going to be plated?
It's going to be off the menu.
Off the menu.
So you can come and order whatever you would like. I've got some new things on the menu. We're rolling into our summer menu.
Okay.
So the menu's been changing a little bit. I've got a watermelon salad that is just phenomenal.
That sounds good.
We're moving into lighter, cleaner, fresher flavors because there's so much more available this time of year.
Certainly.
Yeah. So it's going to be really good. It'll be a really nice menu. We'll have lobster bisque. We'll have all kinds of good things.
Oh, you make the best lobster bisque.
Thank you. You're the soup queen, too.
I know. I really have high standards on soup. It's so true. So there you have it, folks. Make your reservations. What's the phone number that they call?
772-492-9057, or they can call at 772-492-9057.
It's the same thing.
What?
So you're open the rest of the weekend too, though.
Absolutely. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, because tonight's Wednesday. We're open tonight too.
Come on in.
Yeah, why not?
You don't have to wait till Easter Sunday.
You know, you come in, we take care of you, you order food, you have some great conversation with whoever you brought in, and we not only do we feed you, we also do the dishes.
Isn't that brilliant?
It's crazy,
folks.
Good. And we clean up the restaurant after everybody leaves. So you just walk in, sit down, have a good time, and it's
be pampered,
no commitment, worry-free. Yes,
yes,
exactly.
Leave pleasantly plump. That's the way we like it. Let us take care of you. As it should be.
Yes.
Don't miss your opportunity to have an exclusive Easter dinner at the Blue Star, folks. So now let's meet our other Wagner,
shall we? I would love to. Yes, she's
wonderful.
This
is very exciting. So we have Michelle Wagner. She is our genealogy librarian for Indian River County. And this lovely lady has been working hard putting together all of this various documentation from residents and business owners, descendants alike, to bring back and bring to life what Vero Beach was 100 years ago for our perspective in modern day as part of their contributions for Vero Beach's centennial. So
yes,
welcome
the
to
centennial.
The program.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm so excited to have you because I love history. I just don't know if I have the patience to sift and sort and document the way that you do. And
that's
I just love calling
part.
You my friend. I'm like, look at, I just get all of her results. That's lovely.
That's the fun part is going through all of the material.
I bet. Absolutely. Because you put a call out to the public and said, mm-hmm. bring me in your documentations of various things from 1919 to 1920, and the community stepped up.
Yes, they donated, a couple of different families came in and brought things. The Historical Society was a very big contributor on the documents that we have and the photographs. It's exciting to see what Vero looked like. It was exciting for me being a native to try to figure out, okay, where is this building now?
Now
I
yeah.
know this building exists somewhere. And so it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of man hours, but it was so worth it just to be able to figure things out and to document them.
Wait a minute. That was yes. a lot of lady hours.
I like a good catch.
That is a good catch. Good catch. I'm trying to think. Yes, I have a couple men volunteers. I did have a couple volunteer, but not for that project. We also have a annual lecture genealogy conference that is held, and it was held this past weekend. And so I had a couple of my volunteer male volunteers help me put together that lecture that I did.
Ah.
So those are the man hours. The lady
cool.
hours were the other, yes.
You know what's cool is moving here from somewhere else, which I did 25 years ago. But in the course of having different restaurants and having different people come and work for me, be it high school kids, bussing tables or whatever, and meeting some of the older families that are still here that founded Vero.
Yes.
Which I think
absolutely.
Is really cool. I mean, I grew up in a big city. Who knows who founded that?
Right.
But in Vero, right. it's like, wait a minute.
It's not the same sense of community.
I know your mm-hmm. family name. It's really cool.
Yeah. It really is. And I mean, let's circle back 2 seconds to talk about the display. And then let's talk about those pioneer certificates. That
yes.
Kitty is sort of speaking of at
what?
This.
They
I
have
know.
Certificates?
Yeah,
yes.
like there's a thing. Okay, fine, Michelle. Let's just talk about the pioneer certificates first. Since now Kitty's very intrigued.
What is that?
There's a program that's going to be, that is currently active. We have the applications at the library in the genealogy department. We're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. You can stop by and get one if your family was born here prior to 1919, if they were. They were here, but then they left. But, you know, you've come back and you say, wait a minute, my family was part of this town. We have two different types of certificates. One is going to be for the actual centennial, and we have one that we're calling boomers. So that's for people who were 1920 to 1945.
Cool.
So, you know, hey, during the war, somebody, oh, my kid was born during that time frame in Vero Beach, you know.
Oh, I love it.
So we have two different types. There's certifications that they have to meet, documentation. So there's a lot of different information. But there, it's not only just for people. It's for what if you owned a building that was a historic landmark and you have renovated it, but it's kept its, you know, historical structure.
Sure.
So, not structure, but the you know.
Integrity.
Integrity,
mm-hmm.
thank you. That's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
So it's kept that. So there's also a certificate for that, and those will be certified as well. There are people who own businesses that their businesses existed since back then. I don't want to throw out religion, but like Grace Lutheran Church has been here from over 100 years. And so that's another one. Like that's not a business, it's a nonprofit, but still,
sure.
it's been 100 years.
Yes.
So the program is for anything that was in the city limits of Vero. And that's what they're basing it on. They're basing it on that type of information. So some of the places may or may not qualify.
Right.
But we want to make sure that everybody that can get involved and be on board, be on board. There's going to be a certificate. We're trying to get a little bit of extra stuff that can go along with that certificate. But there's, like I said, there's paperwork. It has to be filled out by a certain time frame. You're not sure if you want to participate, you want to ask questions, make sure that you come by the library or you can call 772-770-5060, extension 5. You can also email, if you're familiar with how to spell genealogy, G-E-N-E-A-L-O-G-Y, at irclibrary.org. We can email you the certificate as well, the application.
So there's a lot of different things that people can get on board with. And then we're going to have a ceremony in September at the Women's Club.
Oh, how appropriate.
And the city has been very generous with their contributions for
this. And that was our first library.
Yes. Technically, it was our first library. Mm-hmm. And not that I want to give any recognition to any one person, but I am impressed and thoroughly honored to be Tony Young's friend, who just got reelected.
As am I.
Yes, because his grandfather was one of the first people that he went to Tallahassee with a group of men to petition to get Indian River County established. His grandmother was one of the women who helped get the first library established.
Right.
And then Tony, who's Colonel Young, has been involved in getting Veterans Memorial Island.
Exactly.
So when you look at the lineage and the history, right there, there's a one person that his family was very influential. And I was working with someone who's writing an article on another local family, and his grandmother popped up in the documents that we were looking at, and it had nothing to do with any of the other information that I knew.
Oh.
And it was exciting. I'm like, hey, I know that
Look
person.
At that lady. She's a mover and a shaker.
Exactly. And back then, you know, in the early 1900s, I think that document was like 1920, 1923. It was exciting.
Oh, yes.
To see a woman in her position being able to do so much.
Yes, yeah. Making it happen. Yes, she was certainly a leader in our community. And I was so inspired going to the library this weekend. My son and I rode our bicycles, and I said, you know, before I meet Michelle at the radio station, I need to be familiar with what this project is.
Exactly.
I want to get a sense of it. And it just so happened to be that he had a mandatory book that he needed to read.
Oh, perfect.
So how convenient. And so off we went, and I was so inspired. And as you mentioned, seeing the buildings 100 years ago, since we rode our bikes, we took every little side street where I knew that those certain buildings were still there just to cross-reference and show him, like, wow, see, it was a dirt road in front of these apartments 100 years ago. Now look at it, and it's bigger, and they've expanded, and it's used for different purposes. So it was really fun to take that little journey because now, you know, it's being reinvented. Most of that downtown area is being reinvented into the Cultural Arts Village. And some people are starting some initiatives with that. So there's just, as you ride up and down the streets and you see these houses circa 1900, then it's like a splash of a mural or something on their front gate or on their front wall. I'm like, this is just so exciting.
Yes.
I don't ever take the time to really cruise up and down the side streets. It was really nice to do so.
I love the street 20th as you're going west. You know, going, of course, the street only goes east, but I'm talking about where the orange apartments are.
Yes.
Because those are historic buildings.
Correct.
And I love the picture of them where it was a dirt road, but they had a median with a light pole.
Right?
I love that. I was like, I know exactly where that is. Or the right behind the Vero Beach Chamber of Commerce, there's a building that they just redid. I think they're calling it Villa Limoncello.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, I was walking to one of the committee meetings, and I stopped by there, and I'm peeking in the windows, and they were actually working on the building, and the owner who had bought it, he let me come in and showed me what they were doing to renovate it. And I'm like, okay, well, you should keep this, and you should keep that. But it was really fun and exciting to be in that building because I got to see it before they finished it.
Oh, yeah.
So it helps a lot to say, hey, I'm from here, and this is my job, and I'd be really happy to see what that looks like. Because
I will always take the back scenery tour, please. Thank
you. Absolutely. Yes.
Do you want to see my badge? You want to see?
Hey, I have documents on this. That used to be the El Verona. I want to see what it looks like now.
That is so cool.
Exciting.
That the community stepped up to show so much, and that the Historical Society had so much of that to give. We want to delve a little bit deeper and give folks some dates and some things to look forward to. So we are going to go on a short break, but when we get back, we're going to highlight a few more exciting centennial spins with Michelle Wagner. She's our genealogy librarian for Indian River County. And then, of course, we have Miss Kitty Wagner back in the house, owner of the Blue Star. These are anchors in downtown, our local library, our main library, and the Blue Star. And we have lots of things to look forward to as we close out April and look forward to May. You're listening to The Vero Insider. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, everybody. How's everything going? Have you noticed it might be season lately? Look at all those cars. What's going on? Anyway, this is Chef Kitty from the Blue Star Restaurant in downtown Vero, reminding you that we are Vero's premier place for dining and live entertainment. With music nightly and wonderful wines and incredible new dishes on our menu, we've got hot seared foie gras, we've got sweetbreads, we've got house-cured gravlax for starters. Also, let me tempt you with our Maine lobster risotto. That's a pound and a quarter Maine lobster that I personally take out of the shell, and I serve it over a creamy risotto that has shiitake mushrooms, leek, and Parmesan cheese. Something to die for. We are also carrying this season American lamb from Oregon, Anderson Farm. It's amazing. So find us online or call us at 492-9057 for reservations. That's 492-9057. Join us at the Blue Star. We'll see you soon. Cheers.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, CaliberHomeLoansTreasureCoast.com.
Put your best hair forward, Vero Beach, with your new favorite color, cut, and style at the Hair Studio Vero, now located in the Candlelight Plaza just south of 12th Street in Old Dixie. Come see Melissa and her growing team. Booth rentals available. From fades and designs for the man or boy in your life to master colorist techniques, highlights, designer cuts, and styling, the Hair Studio Vero is here to make you look your best at pricing you will appreciate. Plus, shop while you wait in the front boutique. Call today, 772-999-2652, and follow us on Facebook.
White Club Moving and Storage, dependability movers. White Club Moving and Storage, we keep Florida moving. We keep Florida moving.
Proud to be the only Better Business Bureau Torch Award winning moving company. We provide peace of mind every time when it comes to moving your prized possessions across the street or across the country. With nearly 20 years in the business, we have confidence in our pricing, offering bound rates for packing, moving, and storage to flat hourly rates for help with just the heavy lifting. Count on White Glove Moving to make your move easy and affordable with certification in senior, piano, office, and residential moving as a pro mover. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com. Oh, welcome back. Spring has sprung. Easter is upon us. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. And if you want to look great for Easter Sunday, go visit my friends at Foxy Nails, open 7 days a week. That's right. I do believe.
Yes, you're very sparkly.
Thank you. Thank you for noticing.
I like that. Yes.
They take good care of me. I do believe, though, they will be closed on Easter Sunday, so it will be important to go before. For
Saturday.
Easter Sunday, if you want to look your best for Easter Sunday, the Hair Studio of Vero, Melissa and her team will make you feel fabulous, fresh cut, color, style, most affordable salon in all of Vero Beach. You can thank me later. Caliber Home Loans. Home Loans is all they do, located in Miracle Mile Plaza. Go see them and get on the path to home ownership. You'll be so happy you did. There's all sorts of incentives and specialized programs for seniors, for veterans, for first-time home buyers, you name it. Pack Mail Beachside. Think of them. Think of them when you want to get your passport. I got mine in. It looks great. They do passport photos and then you come prepared and they'll ship the package out right then and there with your fresh photo.
Nice.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery. We are proud Centennial sponsors. Of course, I am proud to be Miss Vero Centennial. Mm-hmm. So I would say I wear many hats, but it's really a sparkly tiara. Who are we kidding?
That goes with your nails.
Right? That goes with my nails. It's delightful. The White Glove really is a community partner. So if you have
ever heard of one of your friends, family members, colleagues looking to relocate, they need help with the heavy lifting, don't hesitate to mention White Glove. It's always a free estimate. We do local and nationwide moving as an agent with Beacons Van Lines, and we care about our staff, we care about our community, we care about our customers, and we would love to be able to be top of mind when someone gets ready to relocate. You just mentioned White Glove, and away we go. Now, the genealogy department inside the Indian River County Main Library is ranked top in the state for being able to do what it does best. Michelle Wagner is here. She's our genealogy librarian. Can you shed a little light with our listeners as to what the role of the genealogy department is and how we got to be so high ranking?
Well, I could go back 30 years, but I won't. my predecessor, Pam Cooper, originally started with the library system, and she saw a vision, and she said, I want to start building upon this vision. And it was when the library was across from City Hall. She had a very small number of books. In the 90s, they were able to get money, and the library that you know of on Main 21st Street was actually built. And so Pam got her whole section, and she just continued to build and build and build. So after 30 years, you know, it was time for her to retire, and I was fortunate to train underneath her for a year and a half. I actually waited for that position. I was part-time working in a different department, and I love genealogy, and I wanted to be up there, and thankfully I was the person that they felt was the right fit. But I've tried to continue on her legacy. We are rated second in the state of Florida, which is really, really good.
That's exceptional. That's
I've heard
wonderful.
That we're sixth in the United States, which is even better for me.
Yeah.
To hear those numbers.
We're not bragging, just stating facts,
we're stating
darling.
Facts here. But basically what we do in the department, she's been gone since 2016. So since I took over, we've been doing some reorganization, some revamping of different things. So people come in, they need help, they need actual someone to sit with them. I am the only staff person in the department. I have many volunteers, and my volunteers have different things that they are qualified to do, whether they are working on collections that people donate, we're preserving, we're archiving them, or they are creating databases so that when people come in, we know what kind of periodicals we have, or we're digitizing videos and DVDs and CDs. So there are a multi-variety of people that I have. And I do have two particular volunteers who will do research with people. They don't do it for them, but they'll sit with them and they'll help them learn how to do research. We partner very much with the Genealogical Society of Indian River County. And they have monthly meetings. They also have gigs, if you want to call it that. That's what they call it. Genealogy interest groups. So if you have Italian descent or German descent, they have specific once a month groups that meet. And they're kind of like it's not therapy, but it's kind of like a group setting where you sit there and you're like, hey, this is what I found. Any suggestions? Do you have anything that you'd like to talk about? So it's really a great thing that we're a partnership with them. We also partner, we're a Church of Latter-day Saints. We're an affiliate with that library. So that means that we have special access to some of their records that most people have. You have a free access, but then there's like different tiers of levels that you
certainly
can be up.
Yeah.
And so we're,
yeah,
you know, at home, you're tier one, you're the basic person. We're tier two. And then if you're actually in the church, you're tier three.
Oh.
So it's great to have that partnership as well. And then we partner with the Historical Society, and we work in partnership as far as somebody comes in and they say, hey, I know somebody in the community and he's elderly and he can't drive and he'd like to talk to you. So they have people who will go out and do oral histories for us. So then we have that kind of partnership as well, so we don't lose that information from the past. So it's been a great partnership with all of these different organizations and helping out and trying to spread the word. But we don't just focus on local history. We have an archive room that has our local things in it. And then we also have our books. And we've got over, if you take books, maps, multimedia, digital things, microfiche, microfilm, we have over 30,000 titles.
Wow.
So that's a lot of information to have. And we also, you know, we have Eastern European countries. I don't want to say foreign countries, but we have Eastern European countries. We're starting to spread and have books and information on other countries and the islands. And when I say books, you're probably thinking, well, what's in a book? Well, a book could have census records. It could have a township. It could tell you how the town was created. Who created the town? When was, you know, how did the town come into formation at all? Maybe the town never existed. It was three other towns and they decided to merge into one town. So there's a lot of different things that we have. I was doing the conference on Saturday, and I had this one book that I have to just brag about. And I'm a big person, But the book is from the 1700s in Louisiana, and it's a sale book. And it talks about many things, not just land sales. So
wow.
It was awesome.
Really? Very
open
cool.
Monday through Friday, 10 to 5,
inside the main library. You won't
second
be
floor.
Disappointed. Meet Michelle and her amazing team and see what they did for our centennial. Thank you so much for being a guest.
Thank you.
And if you don't want to cook Easter dinner, you don't have to. Make your reservations at the Blue Star.
Come to the Blue Star.
It's been a Wagner-filled show, everybody. Have a beautiful Easter. Until next week, cheers.
Cheers.